And the difference is raising cotton, though, that what were they? In other words, when you got the tractor raised, they were different, I'm sure.
You mean the ways of raising it?
Yeah.
Well, yes, but it was almost like they adapted some mule practices to be used with tractors. In other words, when the first tractor cultivators came out, well, I can show you exactly what we had. I've got a bait, and what's so funny about it is the things that they were showing in this book, and I got this right after the Second World War. Of course, there was a big jump that came just about that time, but there was no equipment. The colleges didn't have a lot of equipment on display like they had before the war,
yep.
Because the equipment companies they didn't have enough of it to sell, so the colleges couldn't get it. So what they were teaching us with was old-fashioned stuff. Fellow taught us to name all the parts of the double shovel and the Georgia stock and the gee whiz and all that kind of stuff. I don't even have one. Never did have one.
Yeah.
But that's what I had to learn in an ag school.
The gee whiz was the type of
gee whiz plow, I think, cultivator.
Yeah. Well, okay. Do you use something to break the ground real fine with?
Well, with a gee whiz.
Yeah.
Oh, you just scratch it with a mule. Now, in the back of our book here that we were studying, they had some four-row equipment, and but we never got to the back of the book. We were still working with it. We were still working with the old mule equipment.
Yes.
But now this equipment in the back of the book was what we actually had on this farm.
Yes.
But we just never got around to studying it in college. So, as far as the equipment...
Tom, we were talking about the difference. I imagine the equipment's a lot different from what you used in Mississippi State.
Well, it's a fantastic difference.
Yes.
See, they went for years and years and never actually changed the basic design of a cultivator, for instance. From the time I started until just a relatively few years ago, you might, the tractors were getting more powerful, but the cultivator was basically the same.
Yes.
The planter was basically the same. All of these things were just basically the same. Then they started getting some completely new designs and some new concepts of cultivation and the way they set the things up. Now, it's a lot different now.
Well, now, about your house and the buildings you have around the farm when y'all, or the house when you were coming up, did y'all have a place where you would keep a lot of things? You did. Did you have refrigeration when you
were there? I had an ice box when I first remembered. And a man would come around in a wagon, an ice man, and bring ice, and you'd put it in this ice box. Big chunk of ice, and it would keep things cool. That's all refrigeration you had. We had a chicken coop in the backyard, sure did, and I can remember the maid, the cook, going out there and grabbing those old chickens and wringing their necks, and they flopping around all over the place, and she'd cut them up. You couldn't, you didn't have chickens in a supermarket. There wasn't any supermarkets. There were just corner groceries.
Yeah, what about meat?
Well,
right here on me?
No, we had cattle out here, but we didn't ever. Now I'm talking about in the beginning. We used some of the meat now, but we didn't then.